Thanks for joining me in another episode from my podcast titled From My Rocking Chair, in which I read a few of my favourite haiku. I'm Clive, by the way, sometime thinker, dreamer, birdwatcher and haiku poet. So put the kettle on, grab a chocolate digestive or two, and take five as I share my haiku with you. Some of my haiku are inspired by or derived from the prose of Richard Jefferies, 1848 to 1887, one of our greatest English nature writers. Here then, following on from my last podcast, is another short reading from his prose with a couple of my haiku. There's the cuckoo. Everyone looked up and listened as the notes came indoors from the copse by the garden. He had returned to the same spot for the fourth time. The tallest birch tree, it is as tall as an elm, stands close to the hedge, about three parts of the way up, and it is just round there that the cuckoo generally sings. From the garden gate, it is only 100 yards to this tree, walking beside the hedge, which extends all the way, so that the very first time the cuckoo calls upon his arrival, he is certain to be heard. His voice travels that little distance with ease and can be heard in every room. An extract from the Hills and Vales, 1909. And here's my haiku. Sunshine filling every room, the cuckoo's call. Sunshine filling every room, the cuckoo's call. First published in Presence, issue 68. And here's another about a cuckoo. This one published in Hedgerow, issue 138, which is out just now. Wind blown across the reeds, cuckoo song. Wind blown across the reeds, cuckoo song. And that's it. Thanks for listening. For more of my haiku, art and anecdote, poetry and prose, bird songs and a smattering of music, please visit my website. This and all previous episodes are now also on Spotify, Amazon and Apple.